Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. And tonight we are talking about submission and rebellion. What these are, what do they mean to you personally? And today, can we say when we look at ourselves, there are elements that would say, okay, after you have read the way that we have been following, what the Father has been saying, one can tell that there is a serious problem. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray, how are you?
Very well, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, my brother.
Welcome to me.
Hey, Tara.
Sure.
You know, before I even speak, I'm very much touched by what Pastor Buita said now.
Yeah.
Actually, everything God put in my spirit, he already said.
Yeah.
But I'll say it differently.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Ray, it's all about authority flow.
Mm.
Authority flow is all about one person. Remember, there was only one God before everything existed.
Yeah.
So, just a bit, I think it's a bit of noise. Are you okay, Pastor?
I am very well. Thank you. I'm very well, sir. And you?
Yeah. I'm okay, my brother.
Welcome.
Love you so much. Love everybody. Greetings, everybody. My
Thank
brother.
You. Greetings to you. Love you too, man.
Hallelujah.
Mm, mm.
You know, before everything was, there was God.
Yeah.
He was one. Pastor Ray.
Mm.
So, God being one. Do you hear me, Pastor Ray?
Very well. Very well and clear.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Mm.
So, this is how this thing plays. One. So, God being one, it means if he replicates, he only replicates himself.
Mm.
Now, at the level of God, actually, there's no such a thing as no God.
Yeah.
Because this thing called rebellion is actually a fallacy.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no such a thing.
Yeah.
That is why even the rebellion,
mm,
like the devil, acts like an angel of light.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to be not it. I don't really know. Like, you know? What word is that? What is it called?
Sure.
Now, I can't put it in words.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, then everything is. So, as Dr. Bui was explaining, everything flows by heart, which is called authority.
Mm-hmm.
And my next one is that to me, because we are developing language now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, to understand who we are.
Hey, so, I get it.
Hey, Pastor Ray, this is hard. But
yeah,
let me say this. Do you know what the last tribe that will be saved is actually Edom?
Yeah.
God will be merciful right at the end to Edom. Why? Because Edom is his son.
Sure.
Even though by rebellion he did what he did, like what he did, I mean, in Christ God forgave us all. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, Edom also.
Yagus.
Back to that thing.
Oh.
My brother, my young parent, God bless you. Probably going to call a bit later. I'm saying I'm a king like falling.
All right. Yeah, please call again, man. I'm interested. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
To me. All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the issue of submission and rebellion. What comes to mind about this?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And of course, you can talk to us directly there, even on the internet. We are there, www.radiopulpit.co.za. And then /Tuesday Live, and we are here. And please note that at 8 o'clock, I'll be talking to Dr. Alex Mashifane. And it's going to be quite interesting what we will be touching on. Issues of men and men's health is what is going to be taking place tonight at 8. Sabona Dumela, hi.
Hey, Sabona, my brother, Barry.
Hey, yeah, good morning. Kunjani na?
Khona man uNkulunkulu pasilondolozile my brother.
Hayi siyabonga. Iyani imvula lapho?
Yana not kakhulu but into nje ile umbane
lo. Oh umbane, yeah, eish.
Mm.
Yeah, at least umbane uqosha amagundwane.
Ile nto ngibulise ku Prof Buyiso Ndezi and my brother uBrother Baruti.
Amen, amen.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu sigcinile kwaze kwaba lana.
Nayo ke indaba.
Yeah. Brother Ray, the top submission and rebellion.
Yes.
Ensimini yase Eden, uNkulunkulu wabeka uAdam noEva.
Yeah.
They were created by God for personal fellowship with God.
Yes.
Wabayala ngomuntu othize ababengafanele bawule.
Mm.
This was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. What is the lay la gobo? What is in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die.
Hey.
This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Kepabona decided to use their will. And through exercising their will in direct disobedience to God, they become rebellious. Bawela stoneni, and their contact with God was cut off. Kuyazi uNkulunkulu bayehla lapha bavakashela abantwana azokhuluma nenceku yakho Adam. Kodwa they were cut off ngaloko because sebewele esileni esoneni.
Yeah.
Baphila isono sanda emhlabeni. Nanamhlanje isono sigcwele izwe lonke brothers. We are all rebellious. Izinkliziyo zabantu bonke zisindwa ukuminza esoneni nokudakwa, brother Ray.
Hey.
Abantu banaka izinto zalelizwe. Abafuni lutho ngobuzwa ngoJesu Kristu wanikela ngempilo negazi lakhe. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9-22. We were bought with a price.
Yes.
That price is the blood of Jesus Christ only.
Yeah.
Only Jesus Christ can give this world the joy of the Lord, brother.
Absolutely.
Goba, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You go back, brother Ray.
Wow.
So, if you say, we are so rebellious, man, Kukulunkulu, Futi, and Otando, one meal and Indotana case, the Bullish and the Christy, which is a fairly zone of this. What an unlapo. Especially, Sapi, Lago, the rebel says you to. The is the girl Zalom Shaba, Escaban, which is listening to. He's a brother Ray.
All the time, may the Father be glorified, and thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, my brother, all of you. Thank you.
Awuzeke, siyabonga. Right, send us your WhatsApp. So wait, 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, welcome back. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, doing you fine, and that all is right with you. I am talking to Professor Buyisondezi, and also the files that you would hear, it is Baruch Yah, and we are touching base on these, the issues and one can put this across rebellion and submission, what these are all about. Now listen to this. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 36, then the king shall do according to his own will, and there's a semicolon, which means iphelela laphi indaba kahle kahle. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the Elohim, who is above all gods, and shall prosper till wrath has been accomplished, semicolon. For what has been determined shall be done. Now we see rebellion. Rebellion here, we see it as blasphemies, the speaking of blasphemies against the Most High. The false prosperities that we speak about, which come when people rebel, but doing things according to our own will is indicative of a rebellion, since it is a self-will of a sort. Let's hear what Mayachi is saying about this. Mayachi!
Looking in this topic, which is a contrast, you know, obedience and rebellion.
Yeah.
So mainly, maybe my points focused firstly on obedience, right?
Submission, yes.
So we could look at the scripture in the book of Romans 12:1, which says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of Abba Yahuwah, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Abba Yahuwah, which is your spiritual worship. So submission is seen as presenting one's life in obedience as a form of worship. Ukumamela, it's quite important. We, the same way we would want when we speak to our children, when we give them orders that they listen, it's the same way of also on how which we have to submit to our maker. It is quite important. And we could bring a story of two kings of Yasharal. When you look at King Saul, right, and knowing, when we open the scriptures, knowing what he did, given an instruction to go and kill Agag and the I think the Amalekites, and to destroy everything, not to take the sheep, not to take anything, to destroy even the women and the children. What does he do? Does he listen to what he was told, the instruction? Right? So it becomes a big question mark. And then on the other side, we then have David, whom, even when he's told he was wrong, that he has taken Uriah's wife, right? Then what happens? I think it's Psalm 51.
Yeah, 51.
Whereby in that psalm, he shows remorse. He comes to humble himself because he allows to be corrected.
Ooh.
You see? So that's some I think it's Psalm 51, which is now the prayer that he makes because of what he has done. Hallelujah. So let's maybe we can look at it quickly, right? Let's look at it quickly. I'm just trying to see which verse we could be. Okay, number three says, "Wash me completely from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you alone I have sinned. I've done evil before your eyes that might be proven right in your words. Be clear when you judge. See, I was brought forth in crookedness, and in sin my mother conceived me. See, you desire the truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you make me know wisdom." And now number seven, he says, "Cleanse me with hyssop that I am clean. Wash me that I'm whiter than the snow." So it's now that submission. It's now that obedience that says, you know what? I allow to be corrected. I allow for the law to bring me to correction, basically, and not rebelling. So now, hence I say there's a contrast between these two kings. You have now Saul, who was told, go and kill. And what happens when he's told about the error that he did? No, he wants to justify, right? Samuel comes and tells him, "Hey, this is what you're supposed to do." He wants to justify. "No, you see, we took this because look at how fed they were, you know, and we want to go and do a sacrifice to Abba Yahuwah." It's a problem. And he continues, right? He's in trouble, but he doesn't see a need to stop to say, "Hey, you know what? Instead, let me humble myself and be corrected." No. Instead, he chooses. He still continues. So there's that rebellious spirit, which is now, when you look at the two, this one is obedient to say he's corrected, and he submits to say, "Oh, okay, I was not aware." Right? I was not aware that Abba sees me.
Yes.
You know? And therefore, now that I'm being corrected, I allow to be shown the way, the path. And these are the two kinds of people that we would be dealing with. It's some kind of a wrestling match as well between the flesh and the spirit, you know. So it also sends us to the book of Galatians chapter number 5, because those are the two. It's the flesh and the spirit, to say your spirit is willing, but your flesh wants to dominate. Right? It is that. So now it is important for us to establish the structures of authority, which means also it can even be in our society, in our family, even in the church, basically, you know, to be able to have a way that guides us, so that even as pastors, we cannot be seen to be people that are of lawlessness, but we are being guided, right? We are being corrected by this law, because no one is above the word of Elohim. So this word must also be able to correct the pastor, the prophet, the bishop, whosoever. Because if we say we love him, then we submit to him, then we are obedient to his word. But when we want to justify, it tells us who our father is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom. Right. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. Otherwise, you can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear also what you say on the matter.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
All right. Okay. Professor, you're still there, ne?
Professor? Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It has been easy saying that I'm not going to come to Kambalele. Okay. I wanted to understand this. I always ask people, please don't send messages that have nothing to do with the show tonight. Hector, out of the blue. Hector sends a message that really lambasts, you know, so badly, but I will read it. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray, it's me again.
Yes, welcome to me.
Hola, Pastor. You know, from here, Pastor, I'll took it from a testimony, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the matter of the abomination of desolation, even though I'm skipping, you know. Which actually assumes rebellion. Because the flesh cannot please God.
Yeah.
But even though there is that, but through Christ, God came into Amanyala ethu, Pastor, you understand? Pastor Ray, in rebellion, Amanyala.
Yes.
Into enkulu kakhulu mtaka baba. And going back into the relationship, because we are in a relationship with God.
Yeah.
So I am a child of God. Like God makes me live. I'm all what I am because of God.
Yeah.
And then, like, as Pastor Bariyaki was saying, then Saul, being the anointed, the king of God, but rebels. Pastor, I really don't know. Okay, Maru Paul explained that sin lives in our members.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you, your father who takes good, your father will have, Pastor, I know you've got children, right?
Yes.
Whom you love.
Very much.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Mm.
And now, you probably know this, you relate, because this is what is in my spirit. I want to explain that. Then, you identify with their weaknesses as children, right?
Mm.
That's not a problem. Well, if a child becomes insolent, it's beating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Punishment, yes.
Insolence.
Mm.
It's something else. It's rebellion.
Yeah,
it's an intentional breaking out.
Mm.
Now, God still can bring it back. You know, God is merciful.
Yeah.
It's still not rebellion.
Mm.
Now, when you have finished the grace of God,
yes,
and still tried, imagine about to close.
Please.
Hey, that hits God's heart too.
Mm.
That's what the devil actually did. That's what the devils do.
Absolutely.
Intentionally.
Yeah, willfully.
Willfully.
Mm.
And remember, judgment is by intent.
Mm.
It's like betrayal.
Cool. Cool.
It's like, hey, Mama Baba, imagine Taylor in his geek.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And then, yeah, but I'm going to talk about Psalm 51, man. Blot our sins. Throw them as east in its fire. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 May the Father bless you, my friend.
Amen.
To the Rabbah. Hallelujah. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Touching base on this, the very issue of rebellion and submission, what these are all about. What these are all about. And much of the times, we somewhat, somehow, those kinds of people who have gone on to actually somewhat not check whether we still are standing right with the Father, you know. That's the thing. There's a song, just a bit of it that I will play. On this show, I never play songs, but just a bit of this I will play for Utumsane, my friend. Just a bit of it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on the matter. And of course, here's that song.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Johnny McClurking there, creating me a clean heart. And I believe this guy, when he did this song, really, it was very personal to him. And very personal to David when he wrote this. Just amazing to me. And I felt in my heart, this is very personal to us. And we give him praise and glory and majesty and honor. His name is Yahuwah our Elohim. We thank him so much, our creator. We bless his holy name.
657 AM.
All right, Professor, I said to you, I'm going to read what Hector has written, man. Ah, this is off, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's off. But check this out. It says, law enforcement and judiciary, semicolon. When are you public servants planning on arresting the criminal sitting in parliament? The 666 clowns who's paying your salaries are busy annihilating humanity, including you and your family. You know, end time prophecy is unfolding, and very soon you'll be joining Satan in hell. So, last chance, those of you who believe in God and his rule of law, arrest and execute the clowns sitting in parliament. Or, and then he shows about 7 signs of explosions. Some of the messages are quite worse, especially those that speak about my skin color. But I will leave it at that. You know, the issue here is about rebellion. We're talking about rebellion, not to polarize the nation and not to name people names, you know. This is not a tabloid show. It is a talk show where we look into real issues that pertain to the word of the Father and the state of the nation. You know, it's important to look into these things, and I trust everyone will respect that.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Wayne van Logerenberg. You have sent WhatsApps, man, so many, and your videos. I won't play them. Mazik Fem, Prince Masuku, we have sent a code to your business. I won't play that because we are talking about this topic and some people are playing. And it's very important that we look into this quite sincerely there. May the Father be with you so that you see the importance of this and the urgency it carries.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
And Babongale.
Evening, Pastor Ray, your guest. And all the Radio Pulpit listeners, I greet you in the name which is above all, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The topic, hey. Submission and Rebellion. Ukuzithoba nokuhlubuka. Kwabase Roma chapter 13 verse 1 ifundeka kanje. Kube yilowo nalowo azithobe phansi kwamandla ombuso. Ngokuba akukho mandla ombuso angaveli kuNkulunkulu. Lawa akhona amiswe nguNkulunkulu. God is the source for all authority. God is orderly and has included authority in his design. In creation, in society, in the workplace, in his church, in schools, and in the family, God has designed authority. He has placed an authority structure. Romans chapter 13, verse 3 to 4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Submission is the act of giving in or giving up, often out of fear of consequences, while rebellion is a reactive state that can lead to regrettable actions. Submission is a virtue that reflects obedience to God and is likened to divination, a practice that pagan cultures use to communicate with spirits. Rebellion can lead to division, strife, and loss of effectiveness in carrying our God's mission. You will either submit to God and the authority he has established in your life, or you will rebel. The choice is yours. If you choose to undermine any single authority in your life, you rebel against God. God places authority in our lives for a reason. An example of a rebellion person in the Bible. The life of Saul is marked by continual rebellion. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, God gave instructions to Saul through Samuel. Saul was to go down to Gilgal and wait for Samuel to offer the sacrifice, and then the Lord would show Saul what to do next. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul responded to Samuel's instructions in disobedience. Ultimately, he disobeyed God when he offered the burnt offering himself rather than waiting for Samuel. When Samuel confronted him, Saul explained and excused himself, revealing not only his disobedience but his failure to trust in the Lord. We find that in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13 to 14. Throughout the rest of his life, Saul continued to make foolish decisions, following his own unacceptable conduct rather than seeking the Lord's guidance. Saul's life shows us that rebellion is a result of pride. Rebellion disregards God's commandments and elevates selfish wants and desires. It may bring temporary satisfaction, but rebellion always leads to tragedy. An example of a submissive person in the Bible, David's submission is seen in his humble response when confronted by a spiritual authority with his sin. David had Uriah killed and hastily married his wife Bathsheba to remove evidence concerning her pregnancy. The Lord sent the prophet Nathanael to point out David's sin. David broke in humble repentance. We find that in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. David's sin was not without consequences. However, because he willingly listened to the message of the Lord and confessed his sin, David continued to be blessed by God for the remainder of his life. Our power comes from submission to God, not from rebellion to man. This submission dictates our stance towards man's laws. We all have to answer to God and will experience the force of his authority. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Ufundeka kanje. Ukuze kuthi ngegama lika Jesu, amadolo onke aguqe, awasezulwini nawasemhlabeni nawangaphansi komhlaba, nezilimi zonke zivume ngokuthi uJesu Kristu uyinkosi, kube inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu uyise. Amen. Ngibonge.
Awuzeke, siyabonga kakhulu babongane. May the Father bless you even abundantly, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this rebellion and submission.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let's listen also to Thokozane.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guests there in the studio. My
Thank
name is Thokozane Buthelezi from Alexandra, in the townships of Alexandra.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome,
yeah.
Welcome.
What an interesting topic that you are touching this evening in the day, Ray Lehodi, about the rebelliousness as well as the submission. When you're talking about the rebelliousness, we are simply talking about the refusal or disobedience of something or the people in authority or some of the instructions somehow, you know? So then, delving deep into this topic, I would like to acquire the fact that if you could just view what is currently happening in the modern day, you can find that rebelliousness is growing day by day. It's encroaching even into the churches, you see, and then even to the individuals at some point. So this I don't want to say that these are the signs of the end times prophecies that have been foretold previously, you know. But then all I want to say that I can see that now these days the rebelliousness is growing enormously among ourselves, whereby the people are just opposing the people, you know, and then we are kind of whereby we are just to the point whereby others decry me kapabatu. Let's say, for instance, even libatu, but some people by lorum chromum, they can take things illegally, come save it. So, eba, they are being complimented. You know, I can say, well, now there was there's a scripture more by Belemone Mudimabua are in those days when we see that something bad. A compliment to then receive or na question if you feel so. Nagarata bua hore di nagotena tse ke bang ho tsona tse re leng ho tsona tsena na di a ntshosa ha holo fela ho bane jwale ke bone ka re lahlehelwa mana re lahlehelwa ene jwale o tsebe jwale challenge about the fact ya hore if ever lo re wa khalemela ka pa o leka o bontsha batho re no man, this is not how we should go about wa bona. Then you being a laughing stock, you are being mocked, you are being turned into something you ka re wena o outdated, or it's like outsibiso o siphelela o ke bona so na we fihlila o retle re rapele ho bane bible over and over ene tse re hona ka tsona na go tsena na hore jwale re tla la selo ke direction ha re no khona go khutsetsa lefatshe mo letlameng ho ya teng wa bona so taking an example kana go etseletsa bo the Sodom and Gomorrah hane modimo are o tlo khalemela wa bona we ba batho ba le ka khalemela lo instructor batho ene ba bona ba fetulang di stupid wa bona so now akereke sheba le na go nyana jwale re fihlile na go ntseo ne so ona yo ngolo le le dutsi pelaka each and every time aki sheba dina go tsana jwale tselo re la diphelela o ntate go Juda ona yo ngolo le mane go Juda mo ile reng like in a very same way, ne? Judah is just only one book, it's one chapter, ne? But how we bala from chapter 8, verse 8, in fact, but in the very same way, ne? On the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. They reject authority. Most of the people, the rejection of authority is growing higher and higher. In that way, level of Slimunati, Mansibans, Slaka, General Baitibaluna, Amen.
Mrenawe tse hantle ntate Thokozani mrenawe tse hantle ka nnete hlile ntate ke tebohela ho the contributions tsa ha mo showing ena.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Of course, we are talking about rebellion, and also we are talking about submission. And in the issue of submission, I'm looking at Jeremiah 27, verses 11. But the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in their...
Pastor Ray and your guest.
All right. I don't know what's happening here. I will make them remain in their own land, says the Elohim, and they shall till it and dwell in it. They shall till it and dwell in it, of course, there. And of course, my Achi, what do you say finally on this matter? What comes to mind, sir?
Shalom Rabba, Shalom Rabba, Shalom Rabba. My Achi, Shalom Rabba to our beautiful listeners and to Professor. I kindly want to touch on rebellion. Right. Rebellion, we would look at and depict it as a form or act of defiance or disobedience to the will of Abba Yahuwah, which we can say leads often into, we can say also spiritual and physical consequences. Yeah. So rebellion, we can say it's equated with sin or disobedience. It is seen as a way of one when they are rejecting the authority or the commands of Abba Yahuwah.
Yeah.
So, Renale Agre Melao, right? And then we know her now, you have to toe the line.
Yeah.
Basically. So now here we're looking at it scripturally, in a sense, there's the Torah that is put before us, and the Torah is the law, and everything in the heavens is guided or operates under this law, basically.
So, which says when we are not taking it into consideration, when we are doing our own thing, then we become disobedient, and therefore it warrants some kind of form of judgment.
Mm.
We can also look in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 15, 23, which says, for rebellion is as the sin, a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the Dabar, that is the word of Abba Yahuwah. He also rejects you from being king.
Hmm.
The story I spoke of earlier on, King Saul, this is now the judgment that comes unto him, because ufeleleditse a sa batle go utlwa a itirela ratase. You know? So, and you look, there's a constitution even in the country whereby we would say nobody's above the law. Right? Nobody's above the law. And you can be able to see Hore, even him being king, he had to face judgment, because how do him being a rebellious person against Yahuwah Elohim, and then even Nahore, he has to lead the people of Abba Yahuwah Elohim. He needs to set an example, right, as the king, but then he chose not to listen. He chose Huiratato Yahage. So now here the rebellion is likened to even witchcraft, or it's showing its gravity in Yahuwah's eyes. Also, we could look at Isaiah chapter 1:19-20 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good fruit of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword. For the mouth of Abba Yahuwah has spoken.
Yeah.
So, prelamoga silo se se nosimo, gore the promise is that Baba utlwelang, Baba utlwelang are those that are going to receive the crown. Basically, I can say that you shall eat the good of the land, because ribuaka sela, like the whole purpose is about us entering the new Jerusalem. So now, in us, how we walk, how we conduct ourselves, are we conducting it in a rebellious manner to the word of Abba Yahuwah, or are we rebellious to it? Which means now, relatella kato ya satani, as opposed to the one that the scripture is teaching us about. Because then we will eat the good of the land, we will bear fruit, we will be crowned. Kharzamaya katsela.
Yeah.
Yannite. E fambophelo. Because why? Because ra utlwella.
Yeah.
So baba utlwellang mputso wa bone is that they will be crowned, but those that didn't listen, they will also be rewarded with a judgment. And we can say they will be restless in perdition. So it is quite important for us gore re itse gore when we rebel, it leads to consequences, while obedience leads to a baraka. And that baraka is making us to be fruitful, to be birthed in the everlasting life that the scripture is promising us. Hallelujah.
Halala Mayach, thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you, sir.
We walk by faith and not by sight. Walk with us. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, don't miss it. At the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, I'll be talking to Dr. Alex Mashifani. It's just going to be fantastic there. And understanding your health is very important. Men's Dialogue is the name of the show that will be happening in just 5 minutes from now. Now, finally, what say you, Professor? And let me read this. Since this is part one, man, we haven't spoken about effects that much. Now, look at this one, Romans 6:13, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to Yahuwah as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. I think this verse treats both rebellion and submission. Rebellion is when we don't present ourselves as instruments of righteousness to Yahuwah, our Elohim. And the opposite, when we don't present ourselves to him as instruments of righteousness, therefore we are presenting ourselves to the devil as instruments of wickedness. And that is rebellion. We should be able to note that. Finally, what say you, Professor?
Thank you very much, brother, for the opportunity. You are quite right. This scripture is showing us both. The submission to the enemy and rebellion to the Father. And unfortunately, there are consequences for all of this that is happening. So it means at the end of the day, people must know for whatever they choose, there will be a reward or there will be consequences, and they must be able to bear with those. So I just want to also highlight some issues about the rebellion, that if we are not going to ask God about what we need to do, or we're not seeking counsel from God, we are going to suffer consequences. Let me quote Isaiah 30, verse 1 and 2 briefly. It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, and who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt, and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." So it just supports the verse that you just quoted here, with that some of us, we present ourselves to the enemy. We get advices from the wrong sources. And we even go to the wrong places to go get those advices. So it means we are submitting ourselves to the wrong sources. And when we submit ourselves to the Egyptians, we are rebelling against God. And the Father says, "Woe to the rebellious children," because they are giving themselves off to the enemy. I think these are the things that we need to look at and be careful of. Yeah. Thank you very much, Brother Ray.
Thank you so much, Professor Tibarukia. Also, thank you so much. And have a great night, Professor. Thank you.
A blessed night to you too, and your family. A blessed evening to our beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit and Brother Parokia. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. We talk again the coming week, and may the Father be glorified even far much more. Next week, all right, that other week, we are going to be looking into what is our testimony. That is the week after next. Or that other week after next, we will see how things unfold. There's a possibility on Tuesday we might not have a show, because I think it's the 24th. Yeah, there's a possibility, strong possibility. So when we come back on the other show, please note that Mushito Jolabili. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, my brother. I appreciate as well. Blessings to you.
Blessings. All right. And, of course, thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the messages you have sent. Even though some of the messages, man, were really talking something else, they are spiking quite a lot of interest. It is just amazing to see how the show is able to evoke responses in such a way. That, to me, is a powerful observation. Like I said, Men's Dialogue coming up, and we are going to be touching base with Dr. Alex Mashifane from Men on Track. Yeah? Middleburg. They call it Medlele. And it's more about understanding your health. It's more about your health as a man. It's happening right now as we speak. Tuda Rabah.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.